while we do want to make sure that we've got all kinds of businesses from all over the world that, you know, want to come here and do business here, we also need to make sure that Georgia businesses thrive.
There are a number of persons who are unhoused, who are not able to adequately participate in the process because they don't have a permanent address.
Welcome to Lawmakers Spotlight. I'm Donna Lowry. Here you will find in-depth interviews with Georgia lawmakers and leaders on the issues driving the legislative session. These conversations go beyond the headlines to explore how decisions are made and what they mean for you and your community.
We're going to talk about legislation to protect your money. Joining us from the Capitol is Democratic Senator Sonia Halpern of Atlanta. She is Minority Caucus Vice Chair and Vice Chair of Urban Affairs. Her other committees include Appropriations and Finance. And thank you so much for coming on the show from the Gold Dome when I know you're there for a late Finance Committee meeting.
I am glad to join you tonight. Thank you.
Well, let's start with your bill to prohibit third-party hotel booking sites from masquerading as official hotel websites. So talk about what led to the creation of SB 416.
So SB 416 really is an answer to the problem that many consumers are having. There are websites out there that are completely unaffiliated with official hotel websites. But when you do a search on the internet, it looks like the site. It's got the same branding, the same colors, the same logo. And if you were to actually book on that site, you think that you've got an actual hotel reservation waiting for you. But when you show up at the hotel, you will find that they don't have a record of that reservation and your money is usually unaccounted for. And it leaves you and the hotel scrambling to find you a reservation. So this bill really is a bill for transparency. It will really kind of make sure that these deceptive and often fraudulent websites have actual disclosure so that it's a key to consumers to know that they are on an unaffiliated third-party website and not an official affiliated hotel website or a partner website like an Expedia or an Airbnb. So it makes it very clear with the disclosure.
Yeah, and that will keep people from getting scammed by that. But we want to make it clear there are legitimate places, but you're going after the ones who are really trying to take your money.
Yes, and this bill actually specifically carves out those legitimate partners of hotels and actual hotel websites. And so that disclosure will only be required on those sites that are unaffiliated.
Okay, let's get to something else. You want a study committee on what some see as an uneven playing field for local businesses and residents in some areas of the economy. Tell us about Senate Resolution 890.
Well, free and fair markets are really important, especially as we're seeing more consolidation in industries. We want competition, of course, but we also want to make sure that our small businesses are also able to thrive. And the more consolidation we're seeing in industries, especially industries like healthcare, agriculture, housing, all those play an outside role. Especially housing, the number of private equity companies coming in gobbling up our housing is problematic. So this study committee would allow us to really delve in deeper on that question of fair and free markets, really making sure that the consolidation is not hurting Georgia businesses. The other thing that we know is oftentimes that consolidation of big major corporations they end up being international conglomerates. So, you know, the money that's being spent is really going overseas and is not actually staying here in Georgia. And while we do want to make sure that we've got all kinds of businesses from all over the world that, you know, want to come here and do business here, we also need to make sure that Georgia businesses thrive.
All right. We'll keep up with that, Bill. You also want to help consumers to understand the price they are paying for things. Your bill, SB 583, wants firms to display the total cost. This would make surcharges in consumer transactions illegal because you'd know up front, right?
Yes, so as consumers are minding their dollars and their wallets, and everybody feels that pinch in their pocketbook as costs are increasing, oftentimes there are these junk fees, what's known as junk fees, or these hidden fees in purchases. So yes, this bill would require all fees to be disclosed up front at the top of a transaction instead of in the end. We see a lot of these hidden fees in areas like travel or entertainment, and so we just want to make sure that Georgians understand what the full cost of something's going to be as they begin the transaction, rather than being surprised at the end with all of these additional costs that really add up and inflate the total cost at the end of the purchase.
Yeah, we've all been there with that. Well, I know you want to get back to the committee meeting, but I want to thank you for joining us, Senator Halpern.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, with us now in the studio is Democratic Senator Randall Mangum of Stone Mountain. His committees include Health and Human Services, Banking and Financial Institutions, and Retirement. Welcome to the show for the first time.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate having you here.
Now,
you have some elections bills, so let's go through them. You have a bill signed by nearly every Senate Democrat, and it's SB 274, and it proposes implementing same-day voter registration and voting. Now, how would that work?
Well, what we want to do is make elections, make it easy to vote. And I think that's a challenge in this whole atmosphere now where we have things like the SAVE Act and other actions.
Yeah, so how would it work that same day? So you'd go in and the individual precincts would know that it's okay to come in and vote?
If you have your ID, which is always the case. For example, in India, you have a red, they vote and they have a little red spot, and they can just go and vote and they know you've already voted because you got the red spot. But as long as you're a citizen, you don't have a problem. We want to make voting easier, and you have moves afoot right now that would, for example, eliminate the ability of about 21 million people to vote. And so we want to make it easier to vote rather than harder to vote.
Okay. Well, let's talk about SB 562. You want to make it possible for unhoused people to vote. You want them to use the county registrar's office as their address for voting.
Yes, there are a number of persons who are unhoused who are not able to adequately participate in the process because they don't have a permanent address. And without their permanent address, you want to, if people can get agreement by the various institutions, then they can use that address and participate in voting and participate in the process. And hopefully the being unhoused is a temporary situation rather than a permanent status.
So the registrar's office in your area would be your address, and it would only be used for voting as your address?
Yes,
for people
only,
who are
only for purposes of voting. And there's also some legislation even proposed that if a church or, for example, churches that feed homeless people, if they agree, they could even use that address. That's another proposal. But we really just want to make it easier wherever we can for people to vote and participate in the democratic process.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of this happening anywhere else?
And Georgia is a leader.
And
it would be a leader. And it is a challenge because it's amazing when you have the remnants of SB 202, for example, where we're making it harder to vote, harder to even give people water to stand in line to vote, limiting drop-off boxes, limiting early voting. We're trying to go in the other direction. Make it easier for people to participate in the system.
Okay. Got one more bill that deals with elections. Tell us about SB 598. It restricts changes to election rules close to an election date.
Fantastic. Within 180 days, you cannot do any change in voting practice or procedure. And that has remnants of what is called Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. If we recall, there's a Supreme Court case by the name of Shelby versus Holder that eliminated the right to pre-clear changes in voting practice or procedure. So what would happen is people would change the rules right before the election to favor one party or another. And we've seen that in here in Georgia recently, where you're thinking you're going to one set of rules and then they'll change them to favor one side versus the other. So this legislation would say you don't change it for anyone at least 180 days prior to qualifying for that seat. And so then you would have an opportunity for people to adequately on the same set of rules and not favoring one side or another. And that's what we're getting, because we're getting so partisan in everything. That's one of the changes in politics now. People are getting so partisan and they don't listen. And I was really honored this past week. I think one of the first bills that the Senate really listened to each other, and there was some legislation, and we went back and forth, and people literally passed legislation on a bipartisan basis.
Okay. We'll see if we have some more of that. Well, thank you for coming on
thank
the show
you.
For the first time. Hope you come back.
All right. We look forward. Thank you.
That wraps up this episode of Lawmaker Spotlight. These conversations are part of the reporting you see on Lawmakers, our nightly show on GPB TV, covering the Georgia General Assembly. You can watch us weeknights for updates, interviews, and analysis from under the Gold Dome. I'm Donna Lowry. Thanks for being here.